The first reading is a reading from the book of Hebrews. In the days when Christ was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me. Make haste to deliver me. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead and guide me. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. You will free me from the snare that they set for me, for you are my refuge. And to your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. But my trust is in you, O Lord, and I say, you are my God, and your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. How great is your goodness, O Lord, which you have for those who fear you, and which toward those who take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint John. Glory to you, O Lord. Standing by the cross of Jesus, where his mother and his were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple who he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. And Our Lady, we focus on her in sorrows because she loved much. You know, suffering in itself means nothing unless it's accomplished and accomplished in love and with love. So when you give away your life for others, there might be great suffering there, but it's done out of love, or it should be, huh? And that's why, like again, we hear in 1 Corinthians says, even if you give away your body, but do it without love, it profits nothing. So suffering to have profit needs love. And so we read in the gospel today how God on the cross, Jesus Christ, gave his mother Mary to John. Now John, in the gospel of John, always represents the whole church. Earlier, we see John putting his head on the chest of Jesus, and we do that at every Mass. We put our head on the chest of Jesus and listen to his heartbeat. Well, here, when God gives his mother to John, he gives his mother to us. And it says John took her into his home. The old translation would be he took her into his care. That Mary has adopted us as beloved children, because Jesus Christ gave us to her. But he also gave her to us. And we need to take her into our care and to love her and to make sure she's part of our home. In the early church, when they prayed for the Holy Spirit, it says explicitly, they prayed with Mary for the Holy Spirit. You and I take Mary into our hearts, into our homes, into our lives, and we pray with her, that as she always did the will of the Father, we too will always do the will of the Father. And that means that we'll give away our life each day for others. And that'll cause a suffering, but it'll be a glorious suffering if we do it all in love. May each of you know his love and Mary's today and forever. Amen.